Okay, we have an auditing session here. Just an example of some of the early steps that we would take with a pre-clear. No great significance in this session. Are you exteriorized?
Not right this moment.
Well, do you exteriorize?
Yeah.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Fine.
Well, that's good, and that's all right. What we'll do then is pick up your perception a little bit or turn it off entirely. Okay. Leave this pre-clear talk, so we've got a two-way communication system going already. Do we have a two-way communication system?
Yeah, I just think...
Do you have a present time problem?
Not now.
Do you have a problem right this minute today? Anything you're worried about here today? How about lunch? You eat lunch?
Yeah, I had a bowl of cereal.
A bowl of cereal? That's not much lunch.
Well, I had sliced bananas on it.
Well, that's better. That's better. Your basal metabolism obviously up a little bit then. Okay, supposing you look around the room here and tell me something that you wouldn't mind looking at.
That half o'clock.
That half o'clock, okay. Something else.
That fixture.
Mm-hmm.
That hole in the wall where the chimney used to be.
Good. Well, how about spotting a spot in space for me? Going right there?
Oh, it's out about 10 feet.
Out about 10 feet. Is it still there?
Oh, yeah.
What is there?
A little white spot and the rest of it.
A white spot?
Lighter.
The spot is lighter.
And there's junk shooting through it, like...
Mm-hmm.
Look like molecules or something.
Well, how about just spotting a spot in the space without any particles in it there? Can you do that?
Start again. Yeah.
Are there any particles there now? You sure?
Well, they're trying to get in.
Well, you're holding them out of this spot.
Yeah.
What do? I have to hold the spot clean until... Huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I mean, they're there. They just...
They are there.
I mean, they swim
in and
out.
Why don't you hold them there and find a spot someplace else?
All right, over there.
Now, can you hold those spots there that you just had?
It's right over there. I can see it up there.
All right, get all the activity there. Now find a spot with no activity.
It's a dull spot.
But there is something there.
I'll do another one.
Is there something there?
Not now.
Is that clean now?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Right.
You sure? How much effort are you putting forth to keep it clean?
Well, hardly any.
Hmm?
Hardly any.
Hardly any. A little bit, though. Well, let's spot another spot.
Way out in the other room, right?
Okay.
There, yeah.
Got that real good?
Mm-hmm.
That one clean, nice.
It's about pinhead size, so there's...
Oh, I see. Well, let's spot another spot.
Let's put one in that corner there.
Okay, and let's spot another spot.
Right out there.
Now let's spot the first spot you spotted.
It's out there.
Let's spot it again.
Yeah?
Spot it again.
Mm-hmm.
Doing anything peculiar?
It isn't staying still.
It isn't staying still.
No.
What is moving?
It's moving. It's going sort of around.
The spot itself is moving in a circle. Now, you explain to me how a spot in space with no particles in it can move in a circle. Explain that to me. This is a problem in higher gastronomy.
Well, obviously, I don't have very much control over it.
What are you trying to control that spot?
Well, it's my spot. I should be able to put it where I want and have it stay there.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you just find one?
Oh, find one that's already there, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right, let's find a spot that's already there and just spot it.
Okay. There's one hovering above Sylvan there.
Okay, has it got mass?
No, it hasn't anything. It's just a place.
Okay. Well, now let's find another spot and spot it.
There's one a little bit back of Bill down there.
Okay, you see a slight difference here between putting a spot there and spotting it and finding a spot
there?
Well,
sure, a lot of difference.
A lot of difference. Yeah. I just want to find a spot. Find another spot out here someplace.
Why, the sky's full of them. One down there, off to where I put one. Then.
Okay, how about you marking up an acceptable body? What's the matter?
I have a vague nothingness down there, standing on top of the tape recorder.
Is that acceptable?
I can see it.
You can see it?
Yeah, it's acceptable.
Is it acceptable? Now change it around until it snaps in on your body. What happened?
Well, I had to give it some mass.
What happened when you gave it some mass?
It snapped in.
Okay, let's do that again. Did it?
It works.
Do it again. Mm-hmm. How are you making that snap in?
I just keep making it heavier and heavier, and all of a sudden it bumps.
Is that so?
Yeah.
It's a matter of weight. Acceptable body is a heavy one, is that right? Mm. Has mass?
Right. It starts out real nebulous, and I keep putting weight and weight and weight, and all of a sudden it'll snap in.
Well, good. Let's do that again.
All right.
Got it real good?
Mm.
How's that making you feel?
That's a funny question.
Does it make you feel in any fashion?
Tired.
Makes you feel tired? What up some more of them? One at a time, make them snap in.
No, I didn't have to put as much weight into that one.
Well, God. Let's get another one.
Okay.
What's happening? Still feel tired?
No, I feel better. And as it came in this time, it sort of spun around and did a backflip.
Oh, good. Well, let's get another one, pull it in, let it spin around, do a backflip, and go into your body.
Very dramatic.
Duplicate the action. Do that?
Mm-hmm.
Just make another one, duplicate that first action.
I don't like things coming right at me like that.
Is this making you nervous, having them come in like that?
Yeah.
Huh? What would you tolerate coming straight at you? What could you look at coming straight at you?
Nothing.
Oh, it must be something.
Oh, I don't mind a body so much.
A body, huh?
But this is coming real fast. You know.
At velocity.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like I couldn't get out of the road fast enough.
Well, what could you tolerate coming at you, moving towards you?
A body.
How about one coming with velocity? What kind of a body with velocity? What would the body be made out of?
Jelly, I think, would probably be satisfactory.
That? You could tolerate one like that coming straight at you. Good. Well, <okay. laughs> All right, let's get another idea of what you would tolerate coming straight at you?
Cloud.
Cloud, something else.
Rain.
Good, something else.
Water.
You sure then?
Yeah, if it's a good temperature.
Oh, temperature has to be just right. All right?
Yeah.
Can you mark up some water coming at you? You see it?
Like a shower.
Good. Does that work all right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get down to business now. Just view the fact that we're demonstrating something here. How about seeing if you can recall something that is real to you?
When you were talking about Andy, it was real.
That's real, huh?
Yeah.
Well, good. what else can you recall right now that's really real?
That gadget.
Good. Mm-hmm. What else?
Your car.
Good.
I noticed that this morning. Yeah.
Fine. And how about now a time when somebody was in good communication with you?
This morning when I was working with Riddell.
Good. You got another one now when somebody was in good communication with him?
Oh, before you got here, I was talking with Sylvan.
That was good communication. Well, good. Now, let's get a time when you were in good communication with somebody else.
I was talking to Riddell in the session.
Good.
This morning.
All right, now let's recall a time when you felt some affinity for somebody.
Oh, at lunchtime.
Good. And time when somebody felt some affinity for you.
Hmm. Yeah, that was returned then.
Okay, another time when somebody felt some affinity for you.
Oh, last night up in the front room when I was with Stein.
Good.
That was a time.
Another time when somebody felt some affinity for you.
I'd like to say now. Can I say now?
All right.
Now.
Okay. All right. Are you recalling now?
Yeah.
Do you always recall now?
Yeah.
Do you perceive now or recall now?
Well, I perceive it.
You perceive it.
This is now, and this is when it's happening.
All right, good enough. Okay. Now, let's just go into a little viewpoint straight wire here, kind of quick-like. Give me some questions that you wouldn't mind somebody asking you.
Oh, what time is it?
Some questions you wouldn't mind asking somebody else.
How old are you?
More questions you wouldn't mind asking somebody else.
Where did you go to school? Or...
Some more questions.
Think it'll rain.
Good. And what's something that you wouldn't mind knowing?
How to audit.
Good. And something you wouldn't mind somebody else knowing?
How to audit.
All right. Another thing you wouldn't mind somebody else knowing? What you got?
Blank.
Something else you wouldn't mind somebody else knowing.
Oh, well, like where Los Angeles is.
Okay. Something else you wouldn't mind somebody else knowing.
Where Beverly Hills is.
Fine.
Where now, my office is.
Fine. Now, what wouldn't you mind looking at?
Camelback.
What else wouldn't you mind looking at?
The Lulu Bell.
God, and what wouldn't you mind somebody else looking at?
Oh, the airport out there.
Something else you wouldn't mind somebody else looking at?
The moon.
Something else you wouldn't mind somebody else looking at?
The Westward Ho Tower.
Okay, now, what emotion wouldn't you mind observing?
No exhilaration.
You wouldn't mind observing exhilaration?
No.
Good. What emotion wouldn't you mind somebody else observing?
Oh, anger.
All right, and what emotion wouldn't you mind observing?
Oh, I wouldn't mind 1.1.
Okay, and what emotion wouldn't you mind somebody else observing again? Another one.
The glee.
Another one?
Making amends.
Are you absolutely certain you wouldn't mind observing those emotions?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely certain? You're certain?
Oh, Rome could burn. I don't care.
Okay. All right. Now, what emotion wouldn't you mind somebody else observing you undergoing?
Anger.
You sure you wouldn't mind somebody else?
No.
Anger? Who wouldn't you mind observing that?
You, my wife.
Good. Give me another emotion you wouldn't mind others observing.
Boredom.
All right, and another one. Give me the same one again, all right?
Oh, 1.1.
Okay.
Coburn, still.
And what other emotion wouldn't you mind having people observe in you?
Rage.
Okay, that'd be real good.
So? Yeah, that would be terrific.
All right. Now, what emotion wouldn't you mind experiencing?
Exhilaration.
Mm-hmm. Another emotion you wouldn't mind experiencing.
Complacency.
Mm-hmm. Another one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, satisfaction. I like a satisfied feeling.
Fine. Now get an emotion you wouldn't mind somebody else experiencing.
Satisfaction again.
Mm-hmm. Another one.
Sort of an in-gear feeling, like everything's running smoothly.
Well, fine. Now,
I don't know where that is, but it should be there.
What effort wouldn't you mind observing?
Well, let's see. I saw a guy watering the grass yesterday. I didn't mind that a bit.
Mm-hmm. Got that? Got that real good? Mm-hmm. You're absolutely sure you didn't mind?
Yeah, he was sitting down doing it. That's what made it better.
Okay. Didn't mind observing that.
No.
All right. What effort wouldn't you mind another observing?
Driving a car. Sticking out their arm to signal for a turn.
You sure of that?
Yeah.
Can you mock it up?
Mm-hmm. I can have me doing it.
Good. Can you look at that very comfortably?
Signaling for a right turn? Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Do you look at that with great comfort? Good. Now, what effort wouldn't you mind?
Say, backing my car up against a curb.
Okay. That would be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Can you get the idea of experiencing that effort? Mm-hmm. You feel comfortable about it?
Yeah.
Real comfortable? How about what effort wouldn't you mind another experiencing?
Hey, stirring their coffee.
Stirring their coffee. Let's mark up somebody stirring his coffee there. You get that? You comfortable about watching him move that much? Mm-hmm. I'm not being sarcastic.
I can tolerate it. I think it's real good. I mean, just to watch somebody stir their coffee.
That's real good. Well, fine.
Slicing a steak. Hey, that's pretty good.
You can watch somebody do that, really. All right. What wouldn't you mind somebody else thinking about?
The weather.
What wouldn't you mind thinking about?
Money.
Okay, what kind of a symbol wouldn't you mind observing or knowing?
Cadillac?
Convertible. Good.
The top down.
Wouldn't mind that at all. No. All right.
Jaguar.
Good. And what wouldn't you mind eating?
Prime rib.
What else wouldn't you mind eating?
Mashed potatoes.
Now, what wouldn't you mind watching somebody else eat?
Liver.
Good. Something else.
Asparagus.
Okay, now who wouldn't you mind eating you?
Catch question.
That's quite a question, isn't it?
Who wouldn't mind eating me?
Yeah, or what? Denying personality to beasts. People.
Rats.
You wouldn't mind rats eating you?
No.
If you were dead or something?
Oh, if I were dead.
Oh, well, now we're talking sensibly here. You wouldn't mind rats eating you if you were dead. Is that right?
That's right.
You sure of that?
Mm-hmm.
You sure of that? Think it over for a moment. You absolutely sure of it?
Oh, I can see him doing it.
Oh, you can? Well, good enough. All right. What wouldn't you mind? What else wouldn't you mind? What else wouldn't you mind eating?
Eating me. Okay.
Yeah, eat you.
Ooh, that horrible facsimile of a tapeworm there.
Oh, we're not asking for facsimiles. We're just asking for facts.
I wouldn't like a tapeworm eating me.
You wouldn't like that. Well, what wouldn't you mind?
Well, that stuff that eats your toes when you have athlete's foot.
You wouldn't mind that?
No, I could put up with that.
You could put up with it.
And it's slow, and...
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
What? Well, it's just my perceptions are turning on, and I can see these horrible things.
Well, now, who wouldn't mind you eating them, or what?
Oh, my wife, for instance.
Oh, that's real good.
She'd do that.
Good. You get a picture of that?
Yeah. I'm not going to describe it, but I have a picture.
Well, you don't have to describe it. I just ask you. Excellent. All right. Now, what else, sir? Who else wouldn't mind you eating them? What's the matter? A lot of them going through the wood?
Oh, it's all backwards. I'm trying to think of people who wouldn't mind me eating them.
Oh, the other way.
But it's more like I'm thinking of people I wouldn't mind eating.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll get it straightened out in a moment.
All right.
Old Sylvan, for instance. He wouldn't mind.
He wouldn't mind. All right. All right. Now,
hey, I got a certainty on that.
Right. All right. Now, who wouldn't you mind eating you now?
My wife.
Okay. You got a certainty on that?
Yeah.
All right. Another one.
What's you. What's a side?
Yeah, well, what's your side for? What you thinking about?
Well, I just got finished with that mock-up of my wife eating me, and...
Oh, that was a relief?
May have been.
Was it or wasn't it?
Let me see.
Well, let's think about this some more.
Yeah, you know, sort of helped out a lot there.
Well, good. Good. Now, who else?
You.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, tell me this. Can you spot a place which would be absolutely safe?
Under the desk.
That's good and safe?
Yeah, it'd be safe.
Good. What would be safe normally under the desk?
Me.
Good. Where else would be a safe spot?
Oh, and the little bell.
Good. Is that real safe?
Yeah.
Safe for your body?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me another safe place.
Oh, buried under Camelback.
That'd be real safe.
Yeah, that'd be substantial.
Good. Another place that'd be safe.
In my office.
Good. Now, who would it be all right for you to like?
You.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvan, my wife.
All right. And who would it be all right to have like you?
Oh, my preclers.
Good. Another one.
Sylvan.
Another one.
My wife.
Good.
Sylvan's wife.
And who would it be all right for you to communicate with?
Who are you?
Good. Another one.
Kenny, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
And Tam, Ted.
All right. Who would it be all right to have communicate with you?
Sam, Ted, and my wife.
Who else?
Oh, my preclers.
Okay. Who else?
And Riddell, and Sylvan.
Good. Who else?
And that guy who has that grocery store across the street.
Who else?
The landlady in Alice Guest Lodge.
Good. Who else? Lynn. What's the matter?
Just exhaling.
Well, just exhaling. Huh? You sure it'd be all right for these people to communicate with you?
Oh, I wouldn't mind at all.
Well, all right.
Even Harry.
Good. Now, who would it be? Who would it be all right? Who would it be all right for you to agree with?
Well, you. That would be about the safest agreement.
Okay.
And Riddell.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny.
Good. And who would it be all right to disagree with?
My wife.
Okay.
Sylvan's wife.
Good.
And even Sylvan.
Okay. What's the matter? You run out?
Of disagreements here.
Yeah, disagreement. It would be absolutely all right for you to disagree with.
Oh, my wife's mother.
All right.
My wife's sister.
Okay.
My brother-in-law.
Okay.
Whoever makes that chair squeak, I can disagree with them.
Okay.
My landlady, I can disagree with her.
All right. Who would it be all right to have disagree with you, or who or what?
Oh, Harry, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
My wife.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would it be all
my
right...
My landlord.
What would it be all right for you to remember?
What day it is.
Well.
What month it is. Where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Where I am not.
Well, it would be all right for you to forget.
Oi.
It would be all right for you to forget.
Boy, that's a hard question to answer. I can forget how lousy the coffee tasted this morning at Grady's.
Okay.
But it'd be better to remember it.
You could forget.
God, yes.
Oh, dear. All right. Something else would be all right for you to forget.
Mm. I could forget about Dick's drive-in.
You could forget about it entirely?
Yeah.
Wipe it up?
Just completely.
You sure about that? You sure that'd be all right? Are you certain?
Yeah, real certain.
Absolutely certain. Okay. You could forget about it. What else could you forget about safely?
Well, I threw a chewing gum wrapper away yesterday. I could forget that.
You sure? Are you sure? You don't look very sure.
No.
All right, let's find something else that you could forget.
I can forget how hot it was yesterday, for instance.
Could you forget that?
Yeah, I don't know the exact temperature, but I could forget it.
You could forget it. You sure of that one?
Yeah.
Have you hit a good certainty on that? Not really.
Try it again.
All right, now, come on. Give me something that would really be all right for you to forget.
Well, I could forget how high Camelback was.
Okay. You sure of that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You sure of that?
Yeah, I'll never need to know that.
Okay. What if you became a surveyor or something?
Well, I could ask somebody.
You could. But it is really all right to forget that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It make you feel a little better?
Yeah.
Or nervous?
No, better.
Better? All right. Yeah. Something else you could forget.
How many rocks there are on the side of Camelback?
All right. Okay. You could forget that.
I'll never need that information.
All right. Now, what else could you forget? Great safety.
Boy, I got a fantastic memory.
What else would it be safe for you to forget?
I'm looking. How many hamburgers I've eaten at the Beverly Wilshire drugstore?
You could forget that.
I could forget that, yeah.
Did you ever know it?
No. Never knew it. Okay.
All right. What else would be safe for you to forget?
How martinis taste.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What else could it be safe for you to forget?
I could forget what Atlantic City's like.
Mm-hmm. That'd be all right?
Yeah.
All right. What else would it be safe for you to forget?
What Pleasantville's like.
Good. You got a formula now. What else could they say for you to forget? That's all right. I mean,
it's all right. Well, I could forget the high school I went to.
Good. Another one. How about the data in that high school?
Oh, I could forget that safely.
You could?
Yeah.
With great security? You sure of that?
I could forget the name of every teacher I had in that school.
Well, good. All right. I'll make you feel
better. Try it sometime.
Make you feel better?
Yeah.
You knew that, didn't you? Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's forget something that would be safe for somebody else to forget.
Be safe for somebody else. Oh, and how far Catalina is.
Okay. Another one would be safe for somebody else to forget.
Oh. How old Pasadena is.
All right. Now, what's the matter?
Mm-hmm.
You feel under pressure?
No. Difficult thinking what would be safe, because I can think of reasons why they shouldn't forget that.
Oh, I see. Now, let's get something somebody else could forget, and it'd be all right.
Well, the name of the goose girl in Hollywood Park.
Okay, another one.
How many swans they have there?
You sure of that one?
Yeah.
Who is this other person that's doing the forgetting?
They.
They, all right.
It's safe for them to forget.
Wouldn't be safe for your wife to forget? Her name's come up here a few times.
Oh, safe for my wife to forget? Somebody she knew before we were married.
Aha. Another one.
Oh, I see. How long she's worked where she's worked?
Mm-hmm.
The house that we sold up in Topanga?
That's all right.
Yeah. Be safe for her to forget that.
Another one?
The Model A's we used to drive.
Okay, another one.
Mm-hmm. The 40 Ford hot rod she had.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what would it be safe for her to remember?
Oh, that I need another money order.
Okay. Another one?
Oh, to come to the conference.
Okay. Another one?
Be safe for her to leave Jimmy home.
Okay.
Forget to bring him. That's a better way of saying it.
All right. Now let's change off there for a second and tell me what you could be without becoming exhausted.
Bird.
You sure that?
I could be a pond. A puddle, probably.
Is that real good?
Yeah.
What else could you be without becoming exhausted?
A book.
Okay, what could you do without becoming exhausted?
Sleep.
Okay.
That's pretty safe. Oh, I could walk from here to 806 without being exhausted.
All right, what could you have without becoming exhausted?
Cadillac.
Okay.
Mercedes-Benz.
All right. Now, what could you be without people getting angry at you?
Well, people becoming angry at me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, still. I could be still.
Okay. Sure.
I could be dead.
Okay. Get some more.
No, I couldn't even be a pedestrian. No. Oh, probably the janitor of the local high school.
All right. Some more.
The parking lot attendant at the Macombo.
Okay. Now, what could you do without people getting angry at you?
Save stamps.
Okay, another one.
Boy, am I wary. Oh, I could get a 7-Up across the street without people getting angry at me.
All right. What could you have without people getting angry at you?
Lifesavers.
Mm-hmm. What else?
A cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Sure that one?
No, some people object to other people smoking.
All right.
I could have air.
You sure that?
I could have a headache.
You could have a headache. Okay. Do you have headaches, by the way?
I just got rid of one last night for the first time.
For the first time, how long?
3 days.
Is that so? Yeah. You could have a headache without people getting angry at you.
That's right, yeah.
Uh-huh. You could have a headache without being stopped by somebody else?
Yeah.
Could you be freely self-determined on the subject of a headache?
Catch question. You mean just go on and have it because I want to? Yeah, no one stopped me. I can have a headache.
Okay. What else could you have without people getting angry at you?
Oh, my lay.
All right. Why don't you be above your chair there, 5-6 feet? What you got?
Oh, the down-there-ness of it. You know,
you get the down-there-ness of it?
It's down there.
All right. What would it be safe to have down there?
Safe to have down there.
Mm-hmm. Be 5-6 feet above the chair. What would it be safe to have down there? Get something would be real safe to have there.
Oh, Mercedes Benz.
That'd be safe?
Yeah. Put the top down.
All right. Would that be real safe?
Yeah.
Well, all right. What's the matter?
Got to protect the top, I guess.
Okay.
As I fall in.
What would it be safe for you to look at in this room?
The clock, the half a clock.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look. Now, what would it be safe for you not to look at in this room?
You.
Good. Something else.
The hole in the wall where the chimney used to be.
Shut your eyes. Be 5-6 feet above your head there.
Okay.
And tell me now, would it be safe for you to hear in this room?
The tape squeaking.
That'd be real safe? What else?
Oh, that motorcycle.
All right. That'd be safe enough for you to hear?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what noise would it be safe for your body to make in this room?
Oh, it could yawn.
Mm-hmm. What else would be safe for it?
Whistle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why don't you duplicate the room a few times?
Yeah, that's only once. I can get another one.
Duplicate a few more times.
Oh, yeah, six of them.
All right. Do what you please with them. Find a nothingness and duplicate it several times. Can you find a nothingness?
Well, I can find a nothingness, but I'm not up there anymore.
What happened? You found a nothingness and pang, huh? Is that so? Well, you'd be 5-6 feet above your head and walk up a nothingness between you and the body. You do that?
I'm trying.
You can do that.
Yeah, well, there's nothing there. Is that what you mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that without snapping in?
Yeah.
Duplicate that nothing there. You duplicate it a few times?
About four times.
Oh, that's good enough. Okay. What's the matter?
It's yawning.
Let's find the two upper corners of the room above the body and hold on to them. Find them? Try to make you feel.
Does it make me feel any different?
Make you feel any different? What?
Well, I was just about here, looking at my face again. I did that yesterday.
Snap back and take a look at your face.
Yeah, I was looking up there to see that I had the corners of the room all right. What a silly thing to do.
Yeah, what? When you looked at the corners of the room, you stabbed in front of your face.
Yeah.